My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, and just fascinating star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, are you excited, exhausted, sad that the conventions are now both over? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm sort of excited because I listened to Bill Clinton's speech and I thought, you know, whenever anything goes wrong at my job, I should just say, well, you know, I inherited a mess. And I couldn't possibly have fixed it in the time I've had. So there you have it.
There you go. There wasn't exactly a Clint Eastwood moment at this convention. I don't know if that's by design. It probably was. But was there anything that came close in your mind?
Well, the whole idea of whether they're going to put God in the platform and the yeas and the yeas have it. And it wasn't really clear the yeas really had it.
Yeah, so especially on a two-thirds vote. That was interesting.
Right. So yeah, that was a little bit funny. But I don't know if that'll stick in the news for very long enough.
It probably won't. Platform debates usually don't decide the election overall. Although there are a lot of people who found it interesting that they called the vote three times, and so now they say that the Democrats denied God three times, even though they they officially added it back into the platform.
Like Judas. Okay, great.
You know, we didn't get a ton of craziness from Joe Biden. He loves the word literally.
Uh-huh.
He likes to say literally a lot. We were literally on the brink.
So there was actually a brink, and we were there. We were standing at it.
Exactly. Okay. He also says his late father, who never met Barack Obama, was proud of Barack Obama. So I guess there's no way to fact check that. So
I guess if you believe in the afterlife or something, I don't know.
We'll take his word on that, I guess. But you know, a lot of things happening. Apparently, the Democrats are definitely pushing the General Motors thing. The General Motors is alive and Bin Laden is dead is kind of the bumper sticker theme out of the convention. But Medicare and the big debate over what Obamacare did to that and what the Romney-Ryan plan would do to that definitely center stage. And if your eyes didn't glaze over, Bill Clinton took plenty of time to talk about that on Wednesday night.
That's right. We have a song explaining it all.
All right. Here's the Republican look, I think, at the way to reform Medicare.
Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan here, and I've been selected as Mitt Romney's running mate. And since not a lot of people know a lot about me, I've decided to come out here tonight and explain one of my more controversial positions. Now, I'm known as a fiscal conservative, so it might surprise you to know that I voted for the auto bailout package a few years ago, including the very popular Cash for Clunkers program. I'm more well known for wanting to cut government spending in programs such as Medicare. Now, you may think these positions are mutually exclusive, but you'd be very much mistaken because I have an exciting new program to share with you, the American people. Since Cash for Clunkers was such a hit, here's another deal. With this brand new program, you will be enthralled. Cash for Codgers is what it's called. As folks get older, they could get sick, and that makes spending sore. So if Grandpa's fading, bring him for trading when he's 64. And I'd like to open the floor to some questions. Is there a question? Yes, can I help you?
I have a question right here.
Right ahead.
Now, how much would you give me for my Uncle Joe?
Uncle Joe. Well, let's see. Joe here appears to be, about a 1945 model? Yeah, that can be really costly to maintain, can it?
Ooh, his monthly prescriptions are $500, and the insurance premiums are killing us.
I bet he's a real gas guzzler, too.
Quite the opposite.
Well, you know, he qualifies for the bill under Section 3, which is titled Cash for Uncles. I'll tell you what, we can give you $5,000 for him right here, right now. What do you say?
$5,000? Oh, Uncle Joe, you're going to stay right here with this very nice young man. He's going to take you to a farm. You're going to see all your favorite childhood pets.
Absolutely.
Come on, darling. Woohoo! $5,000!
I thought you were taking me for ice cream, you heartless wench. This is just crazy. Most older folks aren't in shape like me. How about I promise someday you can have my parts?
Well, that would be a really good start.
I will donate my heart and my brain when my life is done.
That's a lovely ambition, but we politicians
can't use either one.
Oh, Elena. Now we're in the home stretch. What are you most excited about following here? Do you think the debates will give you some good fodder?
Actually, we already have some ideas about the debates, and we're hoping for a you're no Jack Kennedy moment or a there you go again moment, anything that we can hang a song on.
The sad thing for people like us, Elena, is that back in the day, at least Dan Quayle was alive when JFK was president. Paul Ryan, not even close. So not sure that there's going to be much of a comparison.
Well, it is true. And, we had, how many debates did we have last fall among the primary candidates?
Oh.
Probably 45 or so.
It just seems that way, yeah.
And the only thing anybody remembers from any of them is, oops.
Yeah, I think Rick Perry had the seminal moment, although Newt Gingrich responding to the open marriage allegations was pretty interesting, too.
In his, he was against it, huh? No.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich and challenging the premise of every question in the debates. He was running against the 8 or 9 guys on stage and the media.
You have to be careful that you don't do the Al Gore thing and roll your eyes every time you answer something and do a little sigh.
Yeah, beware the split screen. Obama's a good debater, but Romney, having gone through those 45 or however many debates there were, you'd think he'd have his polished performance down at this point, but we'll see.
That's true. So. All right, well, we'll look forward to them.
Yes, very good. Elena, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.